Talking here today with Brian Case, the head football coach for the South Central Calhoun Titans, as they wrap up the regular season, taking on Pocahontas area on the road on Friday night. Titans with a chance to finish up in third in the district. And coach, even if ESAC would find a way to get by Emmitsburg, you never know, things could kind of jump into a, you know, kind of a different kind of a mix. So appreciate you joining us here today. Hard to believe it's week eight in the last game of the regular season as well.
Yeah, isn't that something? We always appreciate your time, Jeff, but you're exactly right. I can't believe that we're in week eight already. You know, everything has flown by really fast. And you're talking about the point system and all that kind of stuff. And all that stuff's going to take care of itself. We got to go out and try and take care of business here Friday night against Pocahontas. So, just one thing at a time, to put one foot in front of the other and just see what happens.
Has that been the biggest conversation with the guys this week, is to not look at the playoffs and where you could be and what could happen, but you just got to go out and win this football game and do what you do?
Yeah, I mean, Jeff, they know. They're not stupid. They go through and they look at the point system, they look at the standings, all that kind of stuff as well. But, it's just a matter for us. I mean, we just got to continue to get better. And it's been a roller coaster ride for us this year. You know, just up and down. I mean, one week we play really, really well, and the next week we not so much. You know, you also got to give credit where credit is due. We're placing some pretty good football teams out there, and that just kind of take it to us. And it's one of those things right now that we just got to work on getting better ourselves. And if we can do that, and we can play responsibility football in every single phase of the game, then I think that we could be successful. But that still remains to be seen. We still got to show up on Friday night here against the good Pocahontas team and play football.
And they're still playing for their playoff lives. A win against you guys and an ESAC loss to Emmitsburg kind of opens things up for them, if I understand correctly.
Yeah, no question. So we just got to go over there, and we got to try and take care of business one play at a time.
Coach, for you guys, what do you need to do? What's the game plan of, you know, is it to run the run game this week? Is it being physical? What do you guys need to do to kind of maybe put them on their heels early on?
You know, Jeff, we always want to establish a run game. Last week, we couldn't do it. I mean, we were in our full house team and so forth, and I don't know if we had one first down in the first half until maybe midway through the second quarter. But the only times we got to be able to run the football is when we started spreading things out. So, you know, we're a team that we do have the capability of spreading people out and going 2x2, 3x1, but at the same time, we want to be able to stay in that full house tee and play smash mouth football. So we're going to take what defenses give us. If we can run the football and establish that ground game, and it just opens up everything else. So that's always the plan, is to establish that ground game. But last week, I mean, we proved that we could throw the ball as well. I think we threw the ball for almost 300 yards. Cade Higgins, I mean, he threw the ball, I think, 46 times last week. So, but that was, again, credit to Manson's defense, and it's forcing us to the spread game.
What is the strength of the Pokey defense then?
They run their 4-4. That's pretty much what they do. I think against ESAC, they ended up going to a 3-4 every now and then. But they've just got some really good kids. I think their defensive line, they can really get after it. I think their linebackers attack downhill. And they have some good skill kids in the secondary. So we're going to have our hands full with these guys trying to move the football. But, again, we're going to try and take what they give us, and hopefully we can be successful.
How do you feel like you guys match up front with them to establish that ground game?
These guys are. I think that their pad level is probably going to be better than what ours is. We've had a tough time this year just establishing that leverage and so forth. So, you know, if they get under their pads and have a stalemate at the line of scrimmage, that gives them a great opportunity defensively. But at the same time, if we can turn the tables on that and we can have leverage, I think that we are bigger. I think that we might be stronger than what they are. So if we can establish that up front, then we're successful.
I know we talked after the win over ESAC, getting Hayden Stickrod back was huge for you guys that night. How much has that maybe changed your offense a little bit?
Well, now you got three running backs back there. You got Colby Timmerman, a sophomore. You've got Luke Patterson, a junior. I mean, he's also played quarterback for us last year. And then bringing Hayden back into it, Hayden probably would have been a starter for us in the backfield. And then Luke and Cade probably would have been fighting it out for that quarterback position. But with his injury, it just kind of forced our hand a little bit. But now we got a three-way rotation in that running back position. Cooper Natchez has been pretty much our fullback the entire year as a sophomore. He's done a great job that way. I think he's progressing and getting better. So, Hayden just brings something else to the mix that way. He does bring that physical style of football that, to be honest with you, I think a lot of times we've been missing this year. He's just got that attitude that he wants to go out and he wants to compete. I mean, he's just a competitor, offensively, defensively, special teams. He wants to be on the field, and he just wants to do the best job he possibly can within this game.
Coach, their quarterback, Blake Bunda, went down with an injury last week. They're going to have a little different look at the quarterback position. Will that change what they try to do?
It's going to change their scheme a whole lot. I still think that they're going to run their empty sets. They're going to run their quad. They're going to run some motion. You know, they do have some quarterback, some option out of there that has quarterback power. It just depends on who they're going to throw in there. You know, I still think that they're going to run the way they run their scheme. They're going to still throw the ball, and they're still going to try and get to the edge and every now and then pound it down inside. But Pocahontas is who they are. Mike Ain and I have coached against each other a lot of years. We actually played football together at Northwestern, so we've known each other for a long time. I just don't think that they're going to change things within the one-week time span that that Bunda went down. Now, granted, I mean, whoever is playing quarterback has got a week under their belt to run this offense, so I think they're going to feel comfortable. It's going to be their senior night, and it's their last regular season game on their home turf as well, so they're going to be excited. And like you said, they're playing for their playoff and postseason life as well. So it's going to be a dogfight. We're going to have to make sure that we are aligned appropriately. We're reading our keys. We have great eye discipline. We're going to have to make sure that our secondary is in the correct position and we don't let receivers get behind us. And if we can do that, I think that we could have some success. Again, it remains to be seen as far as which team of ours shows up. I think if we play responsibility football, we got a great shot with this one. If we don't, if we start trying to do our own thing and we're playing our own way within the scheme, you know, it could be a long night again for the Titans.
The Wielander kid leads them in receiving and in rushing. How good is he, and what's his strengths?
Quick. He's fast. He sees it. I think he does a nice job of following his blockers once he does get out in space as well. But he just makes things happen. He's an athlete, and they want to get the ball to him out in space and just let him create.
It looks like he's awfully good in special teams as well. He's taking a kick back for a touchdown. You guys have had some pretty strong special teams this year at times. What does the special teams battle look like?
At times. You mentioned that we've been pretty strong at times, and we've shown some really, really good spurts at times of how good our special teams can be as well. But yeah, obviously you got to be aware where he's at on the field, and we're going to have to make sure that we're kicking accordingly. We're going to have to get down the field, and we're going to have to cover accordingly as well. So, you know, that's just a huge part of the game. I mean, there are three phases, and you know, the special teams can create momentum and, you know, just and it can sustain momentum as well for football teams. So we're going to have to make sure that we're just solid in every single phase, including the special teams.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate all of the time. We wish you the best of luck coming up in the game. I know the guys will be looking forward to chatting with you about the game for the Scoreboard Show after the game.
That sounds great, Jeff. We appreciate your time.
You bet. Head Coach Brian Case again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. They wrap up the regular season at Pocahontas area coming up on Friday night.